Now, friends, as we come to the fourth chapter of the Epistle to the Galatians, we're still in this section here of justification by faith, where Abraham has been our illustration. Now, here in the fourth chapter, we see that there's something else that comes through faith in Christ that you could never get by works of the law, and that is that it gives you the position of sons of God. Now, when I say that it brings you into the place of a full-grown son. Now, actually, we are babes when we start out, and we are to grow to maturation. But he gives us a position of a full-grown son so that we are given a capacity that we would not otherwise have. Now, I want you to notice this, and we need to again see the background that Paul is giving to us here. I'm reading chapter 4, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, and the word now for child here is not the word for children that was back in the third chapter, verse 26, where it should be sons of God. There it's weos, and here it's nepios, and that means just minor children. That means children that are probably not even teenagers at first, just little ones in the family. Now he says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, that is immature, he differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Now, again, we'll have to go back to the Roman times and Roman customs to see Paul's illustration in action. We said before that in a Roman home that certain servants had charge of different possessions of the master. Some had charge of the chattels, others of the livestock, others had charge of his bank account and his business, kept books for him, and others had charge of the children. And now a little one that's born into the home, the servant takes him, dresses him up in a little play suit that he doesn't look any different from the rest of the children of the servants that are there. He's just like the rest of them. He has to mind them. He has to obey them. And we're told here in verse 2, but he's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Now, what time is that? That is the time that the father recognizes that he is now capable of making decisions of his own, and he brings him into the position of a full-grown son. And it was a ceremony that they had in that day, that when a boy reached the age of maturity, that is, and you'll notice it was the father who determined whether he reached the age of maturity. It wasn't an arbitrary law as we have today. It used to be 21, and now politicians, they want to get more votes, and so they made it now so the 18-year-olds can vote. And don't misunderstand me. I think there's some folk as mature at 18 as they'd be at 21, and very frankly, I think that there's some that are 65-year-old today that haven't yet reached maturity. But back in those days, it was the father that decided when they reached the age of maturity, that is, the boy. And then they had a ceremony that was known as the toga virilis. And at that ceremony, he put a robe on him, a ring on him. It was the ring of the father. And this boy now, he is a full-grown son. He has that position in the family. Now, look at this for just a moment, and we can see it, I think, by an illustration. Here is a Roman family in Paul's day. The father, he belongs to the Praetorian Guard, the select guard of Caesar, and that means he's a commander. And so Caesar decides to make a foray up into Gaul, because they're a bunch of heathen pagans up there. And you know who they were? They were my ancestors, and I think they were your ancestors, too. Believe me, they were heathen. And Caesar went up there to push them back. They're a bunch of barbarians. He didn't want them in the Roman Empire. It was civilized. So he goes up there to push them back. And that campaign that he thought would last a year, it stretched out to maybe 3 years. And so this father that had told his little boy and his wife and the rest of the family goodbye, well, he's been gone 3 years. Now he comes back. And the family's all glad to see him. And he goes in, you know, to shave. And in a moment, they hear him yelling out. He says, "Who's been using my electric razor?" Of course, they didn't have electric razors in that day, but whatever they had. And the servants all come running, and they say, "Your son's been using it." And he says, "You don't mean that boy's grown up now and is using an electric razor?" And you can see that he's not letting his beard grow because he's using this electric razor. And he says, "Call him in here." And they call him in, and the father looks at him, goes over, put his arm around him, and he says, "Son, I didn't realize you'd grown up. We're going to have the toga virilis. Going to make you a full-grown son." So they invite the aunts and the uncles and the grandmas and grandpas in, and they come in, and now this boy's made a full-grown son. He has a ring on, and that boy has a ring that when he puts it down in the wax is the same signature as his father. Because, you see, the old man couldn't write, neither can the boy. What they do is just use that ring. But he has the same authority as the father has now. He's been brought into that position. And that servant, it used to paddle him. Better not paddle him now, because he'll be paddling that servant. He's been brought into this place of a full-grown son. Now, what does that mean?